The relationship with your doctor is one of the most personal you'll have. But a 2011 study by the LGBT advocacy group One Colorado found that 55% of respondents were fearful that if their doctor found out they were gay or transgendered, they would be treated differently.
We in the LGBT community are afraid to share who we are with our medical provider for fear of a homophobic response.
Dr. Mark Thrun is director of HIV STD Prevention and Control at Denver Health and a One Colorado board member. He's using a new One Colorado study of physicians to work with doctors so they're more open to simply asking the question, are you LGBT?
Physicians who really have the upper hand in the power dynamic in the physician-patient relationship in the office, ask, you know, who are you having sex with? Who is your partner? Who are you in a relationship with?
Well, the Becoming Visible study finds 75% of Colorado physicians believe it's important that a doctor is aware of a patient's sexual orientation or identity. Only 1 in 5 ask their patients about it.
I think there's a reason to do it at all levels.
Rita Lee is an associate professor at the Colorado School of Medicine. She says bridging that gap is something that needs to be taught in medical school and has helped create an interactive continuing educational program for both practicing doctors and students.
As you know, you don't get perfect the first time you try something, so it takes repetition. I think, you know, especially medical students are more in a time point when they're a little bit more open to new ideas and they're just learning how to practice.
And while providing tools for doctors to ask those questions is a positive step, Dr. Mark Thrun says simply making the waiting room or patient forms more LGBT-friendly can go a long way too.
Just having an option to say that I'm in a domestic partnership or I have a significant other as opposed to just married, single, divorced, widowed, none of which necessarily might apply to me.
One Colorado says with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, many LGBT Coloradans who have previously not had access to health care will soon have it. The study, they say, is a way to get doctors thinking about how to better adapt to the increase in LGBT patients and provide positive, helpful medical care. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.